Thank you for calling the Honorable Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling to file a claim.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
423-847716.
Could you verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth?
Rhonda Wallace Waters, January 23rd, 1972.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Checking or savings account.
Okay. Which one, checking or savings?
Oh, checking.
May I have the routing number and account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a second. Okay, let me cut the light on. Routing number is 55. No, I'm sorry, that's my account number. Routing number is 2622-77189.
What is the account number? The routing number?
2622-77189.
2622-77189. Gotcha. That's 2622-77189.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead with that account number.
2622-77189.
I got it. You can go ahead with that account number.
Okay, 551-100-150-4269.
That's 551-100-150-4269.
Yes, ma'am. 551-100-150-4269.
Could you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address is P.O. Box 516, Demopolis, Alabama, 36732.
That's P.O. Box 516, Demopolis, Alabama, 36732.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
When was the last day that I worked?
Yes.
January the 30th. January 31st. Let me make sure. Yeah, January 31st. It was that Monday.
The 31st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have.
Do you work for yourself? Own a business? I'm sorry, wrong one. Do you work for yourself? Own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a return date?
No. It was like temporary employment from November the 1st to January 31st, and I was looking for work while working with them, and also been looking for work since I left.
Gotcha. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
$50.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$16.
What's your job description?
Program coordinator.
Who's your separate employer?
Spectroforce.
Okay. You have a telephone number for the company?
I think I do. 904-887-8301. My direct supervisor, my supervisor was John Pannell, P-A-N-N-E-L-L, if you need that.
When was your employment start date?
November 1st, 2021.
Was this in Demopolis as well?
It was online, working from home.
You got laid off for lack of work?
Excuse me?
Did you get laid off for lack of work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you need a 4-digit PIN reset or you still have a PIN?
I still have a PIN.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in loss of benefits. There's two ways you can file your weekly certification. That's either online at www.labor.alabama.gov or by telephone calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, starting on the 20th. Sunday, which starts the new week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Wallace, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay. I need to file like it by every Friday.
You want to do it on Sunday, and the reason why I say this is because each week that you do it, say you'll file again on next week, you can have up until Friday by 5 p.m. So when you file on Fridays, you can file on Fridays, but just say if you miss all week and you file on Friday, well, you forget to file Friday, you can't file on Saturday, so that'd be a week's miss. So by me telling you that the week starts on Sunday, it's best if you file it on Sunday, so that if you forget about Sunday, you do have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and or Friday.
Okay.
You follow me?
Okay.
So you won't miss out on a week, and you have all those days. So by the beginning of the week, beginning on Sunday, you have until 5 p.m. by Friday to file. Sunday through Thursday,
okay.
You can file it anytime.
Okay, because that's my problem when I was filing. Like, I skipped the file. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to tell them, because, you know, most of us will say the week is Monday through Sunday, but Sunday is always the beginning of the week. As we look at the calendar, we got the S and the
that's
S.
Right.
So Sunday and the ends on Saturday. So you can file any day, any time, Sunday through Thursday. But Friday, it has to be in by 5 p.m. The week
okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.